It's 20 minutes in front of 5 o'clock. It's Chicago's afternoon news here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. We're off early today at 6:30 as the Blackhawks take on the Washington Capitals. Joe Brand will be here with pregame. And then John Weideman joined with Troy Murray for the play-by-play beginning at 7 o'clock. Cannot wait for that. Kev, we were talking with Dr. Most about the fact, and you and I were talking yesterday, that these players are being tested all the time. They're being sidelined because they're testing positive for COVID, and yet they're playing in arenas packed with thousands and thousands of unmasked people. And just as we were having that conversation, you learned what?
Yeah, well, the Toronto Maple Leafs, Toronto Raptors, and Ottawa Senators will be limited to 50% capacity at home games starting on Saturday. Ontario unveiling new rules today to combat current COVID surges. So we're back to this, Steve, and this is not just for those three big ones. That's any arena in Ontario with a capacity for over 1,000 seats or more. There's 17 teams in the OHL, the Ontario Hockey League. So that's where we're at right now, Steve. So the pro team's being affected there, and obviously they have to figure out the logistics and all that after, right, from, you know, if you keep sold us, out the arena.
Yeah, right.
So
keep us updated.
Yep.
We heard from Fed Chair Jerome Powell earlier today. You know, he said famously earlier in the year that the inflation we were facing was transitory. He said now that is not the case and probably will be with us for a few months.
Problems have been larger and longer lasting than anticipated, exacerbated by waves of the virus. As a result, overall inflation is running well above our 2% longer-run goal and will likely continue to do so well into next year. More and more people are getting vaccinated, so people who get the new variant, it affects them much less than it tends to affect in the aggregate people who are not vaccinated. So the more people get vaccinated, the less the economic effect.
So if the inflation's around, you might have more relatives asking to borrow money. Ted Rossman is here with a cautionary tale. Ted Rossman, a senior analyst from Bankrate.com. Ted, great to talk to you again.
Great to be back. Thanks for having me.
And I appreciate your flexibility. We just had some breaking news yesterday and had to reschedule things. So I'm glad you can be with us today. You guys did a study on people who loan money or otherwise to friends and family, and it doesn't usually work out very well.
That's right. So about 7 in 10 of us have done this. We've lent money, we've co-signed, we've paid a group bill and expected to get paid back, or we've lent a credit card. Those are the scenarios we asked about. And 44% of people who've done one of these things have had something bad happen. Most common is losing money, although we also found that 23% suffered a damaged relationship, 14% harmed their credit score. There are some significant issues here.
And millennials got in fistfights.
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, that happens too. 7% of people who've provided some of this financial assistance got into a fight over it. It's really unfortunate. So my advice here is, first of all, don't lend more than you can afford to lose.
Right.
And it's really better to phrase it as a gift than a loan, I think. It really brings to mind that adage about put your oxygen mask on before helping somebody else. I mean, we want to be empathetic about it. I do think there are some other ways you can help. Maybe offer connections to jobs or other loans. Maybe try to help somebody with their finances. Maybe if you have adult children who are struggling, maybe they can move in with you. But I think that any time we're lending money to friends and family, it can really poison the relationship, unfortunately.
And I think it's a good idea to not lend more than you are prepared to lose. And even your numbers bear that out. I think 50% of the people who loaned out 100 or more, if they didn't get paid back, they wouldn't go after it.
I thought that was interesting. Yeah, it was half and half as far as whether or not you would pursue that $100 loan. Now, $100
is not a mortgage.
Nothing, yeah. But it's not a huge amount either. What I really worry about are co-signing arrangements, for example. That's something that can be really, really expensive and drag on for a long time, especially if you co-sign a mortgage for somebody or a car loan or even an apartment lease. I mean, we could be talking about a lot of money here. I think a lot of people don't realize that this isn't just some sort of personal reference. I mean, this is a legal thing where you're on the hook to make those payments if the other borrower does not. It can affect your credit score. It can cost you money. I think co-signing is actually probably the biggest thing that we need to be wary of. So, again, you know, maybe there's a polite way to decline. Maybe you even say, I value our relationship. I don't want to mix our friendship or our family relationship with money. I worry what that could mean for us. Can I help you in another way? I think sometimes that's the better way to go.
Ted Rossman from Bankrate.com. Right, we don't want our relationships to be transitory, Ted.
Yes, that's what Jerome Powell would say. Yeah.
Nice to talk to you. Nice to talk to you again. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, have a great new year. It's Chicago's Afternoon News. We have to make way for Gerard Jabaley just around the corner. Already a storm on the ground. I think it's in Iowa or Nebraska, and there's talk that it's moving at 100 miles an hour. That's coming up first. Mary's got to look at our weather and the traffic.